feira, o que quer saber de mim? Vai bonita a brincadeira, o que quer saber de mim?
KPP Concerts and CFRC 101.9 FM present a stacked lineup of shows this January and February at the Broom Factory, featuring a mix of big-name acts and some local favorites. On January 18th, don't miss Canadian alt-rock duo Mountainhead. January 24th features local indie rock outfit Cassador. On January 26th, Bedouin Soundclash takes the stage. February 7th sees Busty and the Bass come to town. And on February 19th, it's a special Wednesday night rock show with headliners Dear Rouge. For additional information and to buy tickets, visit kppconcerts.com.
This January, the Society of Professional and Graduate Students at Queen's University will hold its annual winter elections and referenda for SGPS student fee collecting groups on January 29th and 30th. The referendum and elections will be held online via Simply Voting. Eligible SGPS students will receive an email from the SGPS at 12:01 a.m. on January 29th with instructions and links to cast their ballots online. Learn more about SGPS elections and referenda at sgps.ca and on Instagram at Queen's SGPS.
Good evening, folks. You're tuned in to CFRC 101.9 FM, cfrc.ca. It is now 8 p.m. on Sunday evening. I hope you're all having a great time. The weather seems to have eased up just a little bit better. So, you know, I hope you're relaxed and chilled out and listening in because we've got a great hour of music for you. My name's Rue. I'm your host for tonight, 8 p.m., obviously meaning it's time for the Yellow Brick Road, CFRC's British and Irish music show, and there's so many good albums to get through. Just as an FYI for you guys, I'm not in live today. Today's show is pre-recorded as well because I'm out to see Bedouin Soundclash, who are in Kingston tonight, alumni of Queens, Kingston residents for a long time, have had a great kind of career. A few songs that got really big in Canada, in the UK, in all sorts of places around the world. They've played massive headline stages, headline festivals, you know, played huge arenas, and even played at the Vancouver Olympics. So, you know, this is a big band, and they've sort of come to do an acoustic, intimate show, and I'd be happy to tell you all about it a bit later, but that's where I'll be when you're listening to this. But, you know, this show's pre-recorded from my house, and incidentally, I hope you can't hear the thumping bass in the background from my neighbors. But if anything, you know, this is a music show, so I imagine if it does get picked up, it's just going to add to the ambience. So let's kick off this week's show. This week has been a big week for releases, especially in the UK and Ireland. We've had some big albums, consequential albums of 2025, really. We've got some of them on the show tonight, and some we've, you know, already played a couple of songs off of last week. Albums like Mogwai's album, their 11th album, The Bad Fire, Central Cee's debut album, Can't Rush Greatness, FKA Twigs' Is Eusexua, All Black Era's debut album, Rave Immortal, all of which came out just this Friday on the 24th. We've also had singles this week from Nova Twins, who've been very quietly working away on music down in Atlanta, Georgia, after their 2022 album, Supernova. We had the Brit nominations, nominations for the Brit Awards that were released this week as well. There's a lot of stuff to get through in music, a lot to talk about, so let's dive straight in. Now, I mentioned Old Black Era. Their debut album, Rave Immortal, dropped this Friday, and there are just so many interesting sounds on it. There's bits of rock, rap, metal, pop punk, emo, bits of goth, hip-hop, industrial music, rave, so much to listen out for. It's a really well-rounded, interesting album. The two sisters, Chaya and Nairobi, who are still like really, really young musicians, they've been on the show before. If you want to hear more about kind of their working process, how they started during lockdown and how they've come to where they are now, you can find the interview. But I just want to say a big congratulations to them on the album because it is a fantastic, very interesting album that I think we're going to keep coming back to because there's so many different aspects to it. I'm going to play us the last single that they released before the album dropped. It's called Run Rabbit. And singer Nairobi has talked about it and said, Run Rabbit is about the consequences of causing complete havoc on a night out and having to make a run for it after upsetting the neighbors with our loud music. Again, it follows the story of my disability, where after being limited for so many years, I just wanted to feel the adrenaline rush. It captures the feeling of the chase and how being close to danger is another way to get to feel alive. You can find this album at Alt Black Era, spelled altblkera.bandcamp.com. It's called Rave Immortal. And then the Manchester indie rock band Doves are back with brand new music after reuniting in 2018. After almost a decade of kind of being split up and on hiatus, they released their 2020 album called The Universal Want. That was their latest album. But the reunion was quite short-lived. They didn't really get to tour it because their singer Jimmy Goodwin needed to step away to focus on his mental health. So there were hurdles that were overcome. And the band have finally returned. They've announced their new album, Constellations for the Lonely. That comes out next month on the 14th of Feb. And it partly deals with, you know, these struggles that they've talked about. And the band say that the album saved them. We've had two singles from the album so far. The second one is a lovely track called Cold Dreaming that I want to play for us. You can find them at dovesofficial.com. Let's start off with Alt Black Era. This is Run Rabbit. You can see if I see.
Chased out of the lobby. Think I heard somebody, and they said run, rabbit, run, rabbit, run, run, run. Run, run, run.
live my days in fear. Just give me all, so I can walk away, so I can walk away from here. So here comes the summer, and I need to make my move from here. My cold commitment is left on the land. This cold commitment left myself behind.
Dreaming by Doves. Welcome back to the Yellow Bridge Road, folks. You're listening to CFRC 101.9 FM. We're out here playing you some of the best new releases. We played Old Black Era's brand new song, Run Rabbit. That's from their new album, Raven Mortal, which you should go check out. There's a lot of cool stuff happening there. This was Doves with a new album that's coming out next month. And now we have a new single by the band Bedroom, from whose name you can sort of guess their origins. They started as quite a bedroom pop project way back in sort of 2016 2017, and from there it's kind of I think a demo of theirs got into the hands of someone at the BBC, and they really liked it, and things really took off from there for them. And then since then they've sort of spiraled into being a full-fledged four-piece band, you know, with all instruments and everything, so it doesn't sound quite as bedroomy anymore. But the band are now on to their third album, which is going to be called Microtonic, coming out next month on the 28th of February. They've signed now to Mogwai's label, Rock Action, and they've just released a new song from the album called Infinity Peaking, of which they say it perfectly encapsulates the band, the band that we were and the band we are now. It's a careful balance of their old shoegaze and electronica. It was written when their guitarist and singer Ryan Smith was in Malaga, and he says it's the first track I wrote that wasn't in a dingy bedroom. I feel like it captures a location and is reminiscent of the Dorothy Column's 1990 album Hotel on the Lake. The album Microtonic again comes out on the 28th of February, so we'll listen to that song. You can find them at bdrmm.bandcamp.com. You'll find the album up there. After that, we've got a brand new track from the artist Heartworms, Jojo Orme's kind of solo project, and she's finally announced her debut album. This seems to be one of the most anticipated albums of the year, because we've sort of seen her kind of coming up over the last two, maybe 2.5 years, from sort of early appearances at a few showcase festivals in Europe, to the point where she was sort of getting declared as the new cult band, the new cult artist that everyone was going to be obsessed with. Her music is quite post-punk, kind of goth. She's really got, you know, a set look and aesthetic. Everything that she's done is always like in black and white. Her music can be really intense and unnerving and very industrial. And I say all this as a compliment, of course. But she's announced her debut album, Glutton for Punishment, that's going to be coming out on the 7th of Feb on Dan Carey's Speedy Wonderground label. She's released one song off of it now called Extraordinary Wings, which is a bit of a left turn from it. It's a little different from what you normally hear from her. It's a bit more psychedelic, although still, you know, very goth, very, very full-on and, you know, meaningful and powerful, but somehow a little less intense instrumentally. And you can find sort of her merch and things like that at heartwormsband.bandcamp.com. And then one last song for the next set is a new band from Ireland called Strange New Places. They describe themselves as right-on radicals with low self-esteem. They're a Belfast-based indie punk DIY sort of band, and they've just released a brand new single called Sappho and Star Wars, which is kind of a really fun queer punk alt-rock song. You can find them at strangenewplaces.bandcamp.com. Let's first get started off, though, with our brand new single from Bedroom. This is Infinity Peaking here on CFRC.
Feel from view.
Yeah.
Genesis with their song Sappho and Star Wars. Folks, one of the biggest newses in music this week, particularly in sort of British and Irish music this week, has been that the Brit Awards are back. The biggest award show in British music is back. The Brit Awards have announced their nominees for their 2025 awards, which will be handed out at the ceremony at the O2 Arena in London on the 1st of March. It's going to be broadcast as well, so we might be able to cover it. Let's see as the time comes. Now, there are many award shows that happen year-round. You know, notably, the Grammys are going to be happening sometime next month. And though, of course, the debate always continues to rage on about whether award shows mean anything at all or not, but the Brit Awards, it's kind of a prestigious award anyway, because it sort of takes into consideration how well an album has done in the UK charts. Success is a big factor. To be eligible, an artist has to have had a top 40 album or single within the 12-month eligibility period. Now, of course, specifically whether it's a single or an album or whatever depends on what category an artist is nominated in. But, you know, some highlights from this year's nominations. Charlie XCX is the most nominated artist this year for Brat. She's in the category for 5 nominations: Artist of the Year, Album of the Year, Song of the Year, Dance Act, and Pop Act of the Year. It's also notably been a really big year for Ezra Collective. In 2023, they won the Mercury Prize, which, you know, slightly different from the Brits, but they've continued to just, like, warm people's hearts. They've done really well, even in the charts. You know, their new album, Dance No One's Watching, it charted in the UK albums charts, which means it was eligible for a Brit, and it's been nominated for 4 categories: Album of the Year, which is huge, Best New Artist, Group of the Year, and Best Alternative or Rock Act. There's one category called the Brit Rising Star Award that's, you know, just recognizing artists who are tipped to have a big year throughout the next year. Last Dinner Party were the ones who won it last year, and Miles Smith, who had that song Stargazing, You and I Stargazing, you've definitely heard it. He won it this year, the Brit Rising Star Award. And another kind of peculiar nomination is the Beatles, who, I guess, you know, maybe because they've been in the charts, their song Now and Then has been nominated in the category for the Song of the Year, which is really interesting. Other than that, artists like The Last Dinner Party have been nominated, artists like Coldplay, Fred Again, Nia Archives, who's in there for Dance Act, Michael Kiwanuka, Rachel Chinoiri, Sam Fender, all have had really big years. In the international categories, artists like Amel and the Sniffers, Confidence Man, Adrian Lenker, Fontaine's DC have been in there as well. It's a really interesting mix in there. And so I guess we'll just have to see how it all goes on the 1st of March. We'll move into talking about brand new releases that have, you know, continued to come out this week. But I think for now, let's start off with a little bit of Ezra Collective, just because I think they may be one of the biggest surprises from the Brit Awards this year. And for the attitude that's really, you know, earned them so much endurance and the 4 nominations, we'll listen to the track God Gave Me Feet for Dancing, which they recorded with Yasmin Lacey. Wonderful track coming up for you here on CFRC.
Flying high, I don't know how they feel. People outside in search of something real, and I need mine to get me started. So to get me started, got to get me started.
gave me feet for dancing. Just one of the wonderful artists who've been nominated for this year's Brit Awards, which we'll talk all about when it happens out in March. The 1st of March is when it's happening, and then we'll talk about it then. We're going to play a few more new tracks here on the Yellow Brick Road. We've got a new release by a band from Exeter called Die Twice, who put out an EP back in November called A Beautiful Thing. And there's a song on the EP that I really liked called The Art of Dying. Man, these guys really are obsessed with dying. So nice, you're gonna die twice, because they are called Die Twice. It's a really fun, catchy rock and roll song, The Art of Dying. So we're gonna be listening to that musically, at least it's fun. You'll have to listen out for the lyrics to know more, but you can find them at dietwice.bandcamp.com. And then we've got a brand new track by the Nottingham-based band Divorce, who announced their album a little while ago. It's going to be called Drive to Golden Hammer. It's coming out on the 7th of March. And one of the vocalists and guitarists of the band, Tiger Cohen Towell, says about their brand new song, Pill, that it's about sexual awakening and the absolute thrill of feeling seen properly. It's also about a long-distance relationship that turned their life upside down and their relationship with a new place alongside that. The band also say it's one of the queerest songs on the album. All three sections highlight a different realm of my queer experience, says Tiger. And it's a really interesting song. I really recommend it. It goes in a lot of different places, doesn't sound quite standard, and it's really going to stick out and just catch your attention. You can find their work at divorcehq.bandcamp.com. And then lastly, the indie rock band Sports Team have released a brand new single called Bang Bang Bang. And it's sort of almost a cowboy spaghetti western soundtrack kind of a song. You can really hear the twang in singer Alex Rice's voice on this particular song. It's called Bang Bang Bang. And I don't know if there's a connection here. Incidentally, the band were out on the road as part of an American tour, where they were in, I think, San Francisco last month, and they were robbed at gunpoint by somewhere on their way in California. I don't know. Maybe there's no relation. But anyway, they've got an album coming out later this year called Boys These Days. You can find all their work at sportsteamband.bandcamp.com. Let's start off with a little bit of Die Twice. This is their song, The Art of Dying. Here on CFR.
Say yes, lovey, yes, lovey, yes, lovey, I want your life. Say yes, lovey, yes, lovey, yes, lovey, I want your life. Say yes, lovey, yes, lovey, yes, lovey, I want your life. Say yes, lovey, yes, lovey, yes, lovey, I want your life. In dreams, desperate search to feel what I need. I take room cigarette, give me some edge. I write a shadow, the sun does the rest. Victim of hers, he stood and he said, a villain will enter and aim for your head. Whiskey for lungs, for lust can't survive, with sweat on your tongue and scars on your thighs. No picture, no lace on her legs, and kills herself softly, a heart without dread. Looks beneath the sky, a little of less. So kissing her eye, no room to make mess. I could be patient or I could be proud. That's life, my darling, the smoke room is loud. I could be patient or I could be proud. That's life, my darling, the smoke room is. We'll be right back.
flower that grew in the shade.
Yeah. myself out of this mess. I've got to get myself a car that drives. I've got to burn that dress. Bang, bang, bang. I'd like to see the smirk exploding from his face. Oh, well, he should have cut my shopping cart. Should have cut my place. Bang, bang, bang. He don't get hard unless he takes his gun to bed. And little Jimmy gets for being nice. Two shots in the head. Washington gets dinner dates and fancy IPAs, and Newtown still gets roll calls from the NRA. Well, they can't call. Pushing 4'2". I got no problem with nobody. He had no business in my drive. Well, he was Bravo Lima, say no more. I'm Whiskey Hotel White. Well, they can't call.
Yellow Brick Road folks one last time. That was a bit of Sports Team with their song Bang Bang Bang. We also heard a bit of Divorce with their song Pill, and Die Twice with their song The Art of Dying. We've got time for maybe one last song on tonight's set. I hope you've enjoyed it. Of course, I've been away this week, just over at the Broom Factory watching Bedouin Soundclash. But, you know, lots of great music and lots of stuff to look forward to. Hope you've been having a great time. I'm going to leave you with one last track from one of our favorite kind of post-punk, dancey, electronic artists, Snapped Ankles, the band who sort of exclusively show up covered in leaves and trees. I don't know if there are many people who've actually ever seen their faces. Very interesting band, but they've announced their next album, which is going to be called Hard Times, Furious Dancing. So they stick to their word on that. They released a song on it called Raoul that we can hear. It's a really fun, dancey, funky track. The album comes out on the 28th of March, so we'll be listening to more stuff as they release singles from the album. You can find them at snappedankles.bandcamp.com. And that's going to be the last thing from me for tonight. So you guys continue to have a great night. Come back next week and we'll enjoy lots of great new music. Thank you. Good night. Here's Snapped Ankles. Goodbye.